Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Friday, the 26th of April. Here's our weather wisdom for today. Depends on which farm you're talking about this morning as to whether or not there's damage. We'll have to wait and see. When temperatures get down into the upper 20s, you start to have damage to some of the fruit trees, specifically peaches, as well as cherries, and also nectarines because of the stone fruit. So anyone that went under 28 last night will have a little bit of damage. The lower you get under that, the damage starts to spread. By the time you get, say, 25, 26, you lose the whole crop. But you don't lose it all at once. It kind of goes, you know, by degree. So we'll see what happens. We'll see about the individual farms. We'll have to wait and see just who had what in terms of temperatures. It's that specific. And sometimes if a farm has a lot of hilliness, the lower part of the farm can be a lot colder than the upper part. So we will see what happens. All right. So for later this afternoon, we're 55 to 60 with mostly sunny skies. That light wind out of the north becoming light and variable in the afternoon may flip to a sea breeze. Now tonight, clear, temperatures down right around freezing, but not as cool as the past couple of nights. On Saturday, mostly sunny, mid-60s. Definitely my pick for the weekend. Then a little weather system brings clouds back here Saturday night. We stay in the 40s, and we're in the mid-60s on Sunday with a morning shower, some clouds, and a little sun in the afternoon. Not a lot. Monday, warm front to our north, mostly sunny to partly sunny skies. Temperatures up near 70, turning cooler in the afternoon with a sea breeze. And then we're into the 60s here as we head for Tuesday. We may get a little warmer later next week. We'll have to wait and see whether warm air surges north over inland areas, especially. Temperatures could get well into the 70s. But all in all, I think after this morning, the danger of widespread frost is gone until the fall. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I'm not going to say it's 100%, but it just looks like the pattern is such that we're going to be warmer than average as we head through next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.